If you're not already following Switch, Pivot, or Quit on Instagram, where we provide a regular dose of feel-good encouragement and inspiration, mainly on IG stories, so be sure to check that out. You might want to get down with us over at Switch, Pivot, or Quit on IG. And if you're already following and you're thinking, I don't regularly see posts from Switch, Pivot, or Quit, you know what you might want to do? I got a good insider tip. Turn on your post notifications. That means every time we post a new feel-good post, you will be notified and you will be the first to know. So that is my solution to all the Instagram algorithm problems. And also, don't forget to head over to www.switchpivotorquit.com to keep up with all the goodies that we provide over there as well. Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. So have you ever asked yourself, I wonder, is it me or is it the job? Now, so many of us are in these spaces where we feel like we want change, we need change, and we think that it's our job and our current position that's holding us back. And that can be a tricky mind trap to get yourself wrapped up into. It's the easy way out. The job is like the scapegoat. The job allows us to not answer the hard question. The job allows us to make excuses for ourselves. The job allows us to give a reason for why things aren't going the way that we want them to be going in our life. But have you ever really thought about it? Maybe it's not the job. Maybe it's you. And I say that in the most loving way because I realize that about myself. It wasn't until I was out of the job. But as you guys know, I've done the work. I've done the soul searching. I've answered the hard questions. I've gone through the processes to make a switch, pivot, or quit. So trust and believe when I say this to you, it might not be the job. It truly might be you. It might be you and your hangups. It might be you and your ideas. It might be you and your fear. It might be you and your lack of taking charge and making action moves on your own and being a go-getter and taking the initiative. These are the things that we have to consider when we're in a space where we feel like we want change and we want to see change, but nothing's happening and we feel held down and we feel pulled back and we feel like someone has their thumb on us and we just can't get from under it. Sometimes we make excuses. And I can remember complaining to my friends and family about this job that I was so over and I didn't want to be there and I didn't want to have to go there every day and I didn't want to have to do the things that I had to do and I didn't want to have to interact with management. And let me also add that caveat in there though. Management can play a role, especially if management changes or company culture changes and things like that. Those things can play a role, and I'm not dismissing that. There's a lot of factors that can go into why you may feel like you want to change, but that it's not possible for you or that you're being held back. But one of the things that you can directly impact and one of the things that you can change is yourself. And that's the thing that I had to realize and that I realized in the midst of my journey. And that was one of my aha moments was, it's like, okay, so if you don't like anything about what's happening and what's going on right now, what are you gonna do about it? At the end of the day, it's up to you. This is your life. There's nobody that's forcing anything on you. You're fortunate enough to not be in a situation where you're not somebody's slave. You're not run by somebody. You're not having someone dictate your every move. You don't live in a country where you don't have a freedom of choice and ideas and using your voice and all of those things. So if you're so unfulfilled by this situation, what are you gonna do about it? And when I asked myself that, the answer was pretty clear. It was up to me. I needed to make a move. I needed to take some action. And it, as I got deeper into this, I realized it wasn't about the job. And I'm sharing this with you, but I am totally saying, experience for yourself, go through your own process to figure out what the root of you feeling held back is all about. Because you might realize and experience that it's not about the job. The job maybe has been there for years before you, will be there years after you. And the company maybe has even existed years before you and will be there years after you, especially if you're not working in a startup environment. So somebody might like this job. This job might be right and actually perfect for somebody. It might be perfect for their personality. It might be perfect for their lifestyle. It might be perfect for their needs and their interests and their wants. But maybe it's just not perfect for you. Those are the things that we have to realize. It might not be that this job is horrible. It might be that you've outgrown the job. It might be that you've outgrown the situation. It might be that you've outgrown the career. It might be that you've lost interest in the work and found interest in other areas. All of these things could be possibilities. So before we're so quick to make our current situation out to be just the worst and the devil itself, maybe we need to look at the role that we play and ask ourselves the hard question so that we can get the answer that we truly need so that we can make change and see progress and see some movement. So the question that I'm going to ask of you today is, when you really think about it and when you're really honest with yourself, is it the job that's making you unhappy and feel unfulfilled, or is it you and your decisions? Because every day, you make a decision to stay in that position. You make a decision as to whether you're going to do something outside of that position that will help you enhance your skills to leverage them in a way that you can make a move. You make a decision to sit on the couch and watch Netflix and not take action. You make a decision to hop on the phone with your friend and chat it up and not take action. These are all things that we can control. So I'll go ahead and I'll leave you with that, and I hope that you are inspired to take control, to take action, and to really own your decisions and the role that you play in the future that you create for yourself. Thank you, as always, for hanging out with me on this 7-Minute Sunday, and I hope that you have an amazing week ahead.